from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Orioles are basically a better version of what we think the Red Sox are. They're young, they're up-and-coming players, they're delivering. The Orioles have added Corbin Burnes, you know, a Cy Young winner. They are a better team, clearly. But in a short series, I would not bet against the Red Sox. Similar kind of stuff with the Astros. We're not talking about the Astros of even last year or 2 or 3 years ago that were an absolute wagon. And you say, well, how do you compete with that? You don't. This is one of those years where it is open for them. And my fear is that management is not going to recognize that and act accordingly. I do believe they're going to get something, but it's like, you have a real opportunity this year. And we keep thinking that the better days lay ahead. It's future, it's future, it's future. Well, you know what? This year might actually be your best chance to do something. So go out and do it.
John Tomasi last night on Early Edition, NBC Sports Boston. I agree with that. I think we all agree with that. There's an opportunity, so go buy, go add to the team. As I said earlier, and this occurred to me listening to John, now's the time. And I don't mean this deadline. I mean right now. Make a move.
Yep.
And I don't want to hear that there aren't enough sellers. I don't want to hear that no one's making moves. This is this thing you constantly hear now from the baseball writers. I love Brad Faux, but like Brad Faux will say this to us all the time. Oh, no one's really making deals. It's too early to make deals. It's not, number one.
Yeah.
Milwaukee already made a deal, and so teams are making deals.
Right.
And number two, when Dombrowski was here, this is about when Dombrowski would swoop in and make a deal. You can make a deal a week or two in advance of the deadline.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, when Theo was here, good GMs make deals now.
Yeah.
When Theo was here, Theo traded Shea Hillenbrand for BK Kim, and now I'm dating myself. But he did that in, like, May. Like, yeah. He did that so early. Like, you can make trade whenever you want. It's nonsense to say, oh, well, nobody's making deals and no one makes moves. Yeah. No, deals happen.
Yeah.
So right now, make a move. That's my feeling on the Red Sox. You could set the market. You can get an extra 2 weeks of a player on your team, get them situated, get more out of them. Those games are going to count in the standings at the end of the year.
Yep.
And so get more out of that player. And third of all, I don't want Breslow waiting until the last second because I'm not sure I trust him. So you can jump in on all that. I've also I did this yesterday too, Travis, so I'm not surprised, but I've angered the swimming people.
Swimming, well, you should have.
Swimming one more time is a sport, yes?
Yes, bro. What are you talking about?
I guess. It's just he should be the number one athlete of the last 20 years, Michael Phelps.
Well, that's not what you asked.
Okay, well, no, I asked you sport.
You said, is swimming a sport?
And I said, I guess kind of I'll allow for it. I guess kind of, but I don't really want to.
I would not have had him number one personally,
okay.
But I at least understand
Phelps
conceptually.
Or Brady?
Brady.
Phelps or LeBron?
LeBron.
Okay, good. So we don't really disagree. Would Phelps be in your top 10?
Yes.
So
would Katie Ledecky.
Katie Ledecky and Phelps are now both in your top 10?
Yes.
Oh, you love swimming. And so, like,
I
to
respect
me,
it.
To me, I guess, like, kind of.
True sympathy right there.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. It's a sport, I guess. But.
Bro, they're the most decorated Olympians for men and women
ever. I know,
but,
like, what does that mean? What does that mean?
What?
What does that mean? Who cares?
The best in the world.
They also do the most. Like, LeBron can only win one gold at the Olympics. There's only one gold medal for basketball. There's, like, eight that you can do for swimming. So, of course, they win the most. They do the most events. Like, of course. Like, you could, a lot of athletes can only win one gold medal, but he can win, or any swimmer can win, and some do, like 5, 6, 7, 8 in an Olympics. Yes.
Yeah, but you can in other sports too.
Some other sports. Some of the sprinters can.
So, right.
So some can.
But they're the most decorated.
Most of them cannot. Yeah. So he's the best of like a bunch of fake sports. Yes, I agree.
But now it's fake.
So, but you're making me want to say that. Yes. And so, you know, again, so Michael Phelps couldn't succeed on team sports or on land. So he got cut from enough sports and he was privileged enough to be able to afford swimming in a pool and having all the pool time and the lessons and everything else. And so then now he's the most decorated athlete.
I'm not going to let you do that.
Sure. Fine.
I know
okay.
too much of the bro is Baltimore. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to let you do that.
Okay. But is he?
He got it out the mud. He got it out the mud.
Did he, though?
He came up.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Well, in the swimming world, he got it out of the mud.
Oh, he was right. Yeah, thank you. Okay, so he was in the mud for the swimming world. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wouldn't be the draft night story where Michael Phelps grew up in a cardboard box.
Right, exactly.
That's
what I'm saying.
In the swim world, he got it out the mud.
Okay, fine. For the privileged swim world,
yeah.
He got it out of the mud. I've argued about this with Mego, too. Mego's like, you know, lacrosse isn't a privileged sport. This is actually another Maryland thing for you. Lacrosse isn't a privileged sport. I'm like, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Is it not? Am I wrong about this? She claims no. Maryland people claim no.
Well, it's cultural. You know, like, I mean, I didn't play baseball growing up. I played lacrosse in the spring.
It's cultural in
Maryland.
In Maryland. New England prep schools, things like this. I mean, it's largely a sport that, you know, you're somewhat privileged, I would think.
What sport isn't privileged? I mean, when you think about football, is expensive to play.
I mean, soccer.
I think soccer's probably, yeah.
Soccer's like, absolutely not.
Here's a ball. Go for it.
Correct.
Boom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, hoops generally not.
But also, I will say this. Now having kids, all these sports are so expensive,
bro. Correct.
It's insane.
But some are more expensive than others.
Sure,
and some are
sure.
Soccer's borderline. I mean, look, when your kids are young enough and it's a scam, how much do I have to pay to get my kid into soccer? It's a lot. But once you get to, like, town soccer, it costs nothing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I just think when it comes to swimming, the man couldn't succeed in team sports or on land, so he had to go to the water. Okay, I guess that makes him the best athlete of all time.
Bro, he's Aquaman. He was made.
He's a good swimmer.
He's a good swimmer?
Yeah, he's a good swimmer.
He's
a better swimmer
no,
than me.
This is not beer gut dude who goes to the Y on the weekends and wins a tournament and goes to his drunk-ass friends and says, look what I won. I smoked everyone. He is Aquaman. Put some respect on his name.
Yeah, but like, okay, now let's play that analogy out. So out of all the superheroes, Aquaman's a pretty freaking lame superhero.
You got me there.
I do have you there. Thank you. Let's go to the phones here. Cameron's in D.C. Go ahead, Cameron.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Love listening to you guys all the way down here in D.C. on the Odyssey app. Loving this conversation. I just wanted to jump in, you know, say what you want about swimming. But the man has 28 Olympic medals, 23 gold medals. So I feel like you got to put a little
all right,
on
so
that
first
one.
Of all, I also hate that about the Olympics. So he's got 28 medals. Yeah, but how many gold? Like, why are we giving him credit for coming in third place? Like, I hate that about the Olympics, too. It's like, oh, he's got a bunch of bronzes. Well, I don't care about that. So 23 is his number, just FYI. Don't give me 28. And then here's a question for you. You know who's second? Any idea who's second? Andy Hart said this to me yesterday. I thought it was a good point. Who's second? Who's the second best swimmer of all time? I don't even know. Mark Spitz?
Oh, like who did he pass, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. Like who, like, so who has the next most medals?
Right.
Does anyone know that? Does anyone even care? I don't care, which is why I don't know.
Well, no one watches swimming either. That's the other thing, right? Like the Olympics come around and you'll check it
out.
Yeah,
sure.
No one's, I will, if track and field's on a random weekend, like the indoor championship or something, I'll check it out. But I'm not really checking for swimming other than Olympics. That's some of it, too, I think. There's
He has the most medals of all Olympic athletes
of
all time.
But again, I said this. I don't care about his medals. How many gold medals does he have? I don't care how many times he finished second or third. I'm not raising the AFC finalist banner like the Colts for Michael Phelps.
He has the same 23.
Yeah, right.
Most of all time.
23 is the most of all time. Great. But again, swimmers are at an advantage for that because they are in so many more events. Yeah. Now, he's really good at it. I get that. But, like, there's only so many athletes who can win that many medals. You know, You're like a judo champion. Like, how, there's only so many medals you can win.
Sure.
You're boxing in the Olympics. Right. You could only win, like, a gold or two.
Right.
Max.
Right.
That's all you can win. Phelps can win, like, six in one Olympics. Any swimmer can do that in one Olympics. Not all do, but some are more capable, a sprinter or something like that, because of relays and everything else, which, by the way, aren't just your gold medals, Michael Phelps. Those are team. But I'll give Brady all the credit for his Super Bowl, so I guess that's one for one. But just, you have way more access to win way more. That's
just
all.
Just for shacks and giggles, since we're here,
uh-huh.
Where do you weigh in on, like,
Shaq greater than Phelps? Yes.
Where do you weigh in on, like, your Iron Man and, like, these people that will swim all these miles, bike all these miles, run all these miles? Or where do you weigh in on World's Strongest Men or you know, these, like, ancillary sports?
Yeah,
do you look at that as gimmicky and not real athletes?
Yes. I mean, more gimmicky, yeah.
Yeah, you're tripping. You are insane.
But, like, because not that, here's why, because not that many people do it. And so you could say it's really hard. That's why not that many people do it. But, like, not that many people do it because they're all pursuing other things, I feel like. So, like, with these, like, niche things, I feel like it's not the most competitive field. And so
World's Strongest Man, you're like, sit down, weak ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're man.
Is World's Strongest Man a sport? I don't know what it is. It's something, but is it a sport? That's a sport.
All right. And then,
no,
and
I'm
then,
asking you, is it a is that a sport?
Listen, it's they're athletes. I don't know if I necessarily, I think I look at it from a different lens.
They're like in shape. They're fit. They're yeah. strong.
So a CrossFit champion means nothing to
That's
you.
Definitely not a sport.
Wow.
That's just somebody who works out.
See, that's our disconnect.
That's just somebody who works out. That one is definitely not a sport.
I figured us out.
Yeah.
You're in the sporting category. So if you don't fit into that box, you don't exist in your world.
Yeah,
where I look at I look at it from athletic pursuits.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll respect a archer if they're at the top of their game, or a fencer or something.
Yeah.
You won't.
No, I won't.
Because it's I get our discount. I see it now.
You see it now. Okay.
It's I look at an athlete, you look at a sport. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly. Okay, fair.
Growth.
Let me tell you, I watch, you like the challenge? You ever watch The Challenge on MTV? You ever seen that program?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, you like The Challenge. Sometimes there are people who are very fit. You can, like, tell. Do CrossFit all the time, all this stuff, but they're not coordinated. They're not athletes.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, that person didn't play any sports. They're just really in shape. They got a lot of time on their hands. They're really fit. They got themselves in really, really good shape.
Right.
That doesn't really make you an athlete, necessarily. Just makes you very fit.
Right.
Got a lot of time to work out. A couple of texts, 37937. Jones, this new guy must be from Baltimore.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how you deduce. We said that a bunch, number one. Yeah. I don't know how you deduce that.
Yeah.
Because he's got the same annoying accent as Mego.
You know, that's hurtful.
I think we've, first of all, disproved that. One more time, say Wolf.
Wolf.
Yeah, so you can say Wolf.
Yes.
It's, people from she claims people from Maryland cannot get their mouths to
I
say
did.
That word.
I worked on not having an
okay.
accent. So that person saying that.
I don't hear your accent at all. I actually,
well, thank you.
I actually rarely hear Mego's. This, yeah. But whenever it comes out, we make fun of her for it.
Yeah.
But I actually rarely hear Mego's. I don't hear yours at all.
Well, it's also, I'll tell you this, why it's hurtful for that comment specifically. I've always, before I even got here, I always loved the Boston accent.
Yeah.
And my daughter, who's 5 and been here now going on 3 years, said to me the other day, Daddy, can you pass me my water? And I said, pass you your what? Because I wanted to hear it again. I heard it, but I want to make sure I heard it. She said, pass me my water, please. I said, yes. I dreamt of this.
Yeah.
If my kids get the accent from here,
yeah,
I've made it in life.
Interesting.
So for you, Texter, I'm in your town loving it. I never want to leave. For you to tell me my accent is annoying,
yeah,
that's hurtful.
Yeah, it's because, it's a little aggressive.
I love your accent. How dare you disrespect mine? I mean, what are we doing here? Let's lead with love. We have enough hate in the world. Don't hate. Congratulate.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a hater, I got to be honest.
Yes, you are.
Jones, who is this new guy in studio? I like him already. There's also that. So that was a nicer one.
Also, I'm not new. Like, let's... Can we just have quick getting to know you?
I'm going to tell you because
I've been here 3 years.
I was going to say, I heard you when I first started here at WEEI. I heard you on the weekend. And so that was certainly over a year ago.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I've been hearing you ever since then.
Yeah.
So there you go. Not new.
I'm on tomorrow. If any of you think I'm some overnight success.
What time?
Please tune in tomorrow, 12 to 4. You can't miss me. I'll be solo dolo. But I'm also on Nesson every day.
Yep.
Literally.
Yeah. Ask Taylor Hall. Why don't you ask
Cutter Ovechkin. Max Scherzer.
Cutter Crawford, exactly.
My guy, Cutter.
Yeah, ask around. Travis Thomas, the Travis Thomas Experience. Travis Thomas EXP on Twitter. You can check him out tomorrow, 12 to 4, here on WEEI. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. No Meg-splaining, no Arcan-splaining. Maybe we'll get to a Jones-splaining right after trending with Joe Braverman.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you feel like you were going to be able to get that third year from?
At the end, honestly, I thought that they were going to make it. But unfortunately, they say they have to wait because they have to make some move and all the stuff. And I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait any longer.
You probably looked at their roster, right, and say, well, this is what I would be going to?
Yeah, I mean, it just the way they approach the free agency. Teams that want to win, they spend. They go after good players. I'm not saying they don't have good players, because they do. The Red Sox are really good right now, and they had amazing players. But it just, for my part, I just want to go to a team that it's looking for everybody that is good to win, to spend. That they're not afraid to spend and to go after good players so they can make their team better.
As Teoscar Hernandez, home run derby champ, correctly predicted by Arcan, not here today. It's Jones, no Mego, without Arcan, here on WEEI. The Travis Thomas Experience is here. Text line is right, 37937. Travis has been here for one show, two, actually. And he's already been here for more appearances on Jones and Mego than Mego herself in the month of July. It's not that far off. It's really not.
That's great.
So, like, you know, there were 3 days last week, I think, the full week this week for the honeymoon.
Right.
There are also, like, some days early in July, wedding related.
Well, you got
like,
a plan.
I'm like, you know what I mean? Do you, though?
You got to say yes to that dress. You know what I'm saying?
There are a few early days in July that I felt were a touch unnecessary. But so Travis Thomas here. There's also this text. This is good.
Yeah.
Has the new guy. This is Travis. That's the Travis Thomas Experience. This is the new guy.
The new guy's killing me.
Has he watched Major League? That should be the new bar for being on the show. That's.
I mean, of course.
Right. This came out the other week. Mego's never seen Major League.
Yeah, right.
So we were talking about.
That's offensive.
It was just like an aside joke because everybody's seen Major League.
Yeah.
It was just like an aside joke that the Red Sox were. People have made it many times on social media. It wasn't even original.
Sure.
That the Red Sox were pulling a Major League and winning in spite of
right.
John Henry. And John
yeah.
Henry. John Henry's the owner being stripped down in the clubhouse.
Right.
And she's like, I don't get that reference. I've never seen that movie.
How, Mego?
Yeah.
You're making Marilyn look bad right now. I mean, come on. Come on.
Okay, so you have seen it.
Of course.
Okay, good.
It's an institution.
Well, good. It's not a high bar to be honest.
I've seen all
program.
Of them.
Yeah. How many were there? Was there more than two?
Was there three?
Was there a major third
league
major
three
league?
That was not good?
Two wasn't that great, if we're being honest.
I actually liked two.
Don't
it
say
wasn't better than one.
Okay, that's where I thought
it
were
wasn't better than
OG. I thought you were about
but
to
it
say.
Wasn't. I didn't hate Major League Two, but I was also young.
Yeah, I don't know the last time I saw Major League Two.
Exactly.
I'm not sure
I'm looking
two
up
holds
if
up.
There was a
was
major
there a
league three? I'm going to look it up. I feel like there was, and it was atrocious. I could be making it up, though.
It's quite a brand.
Major League 3, back to the minors. Oh, God.
Who was in that?
1998.
Who was in that? Sheen? Is that when Sheen was...
God, who are these people? I feel like it was a whole new vibe.
Way down. Yeah.
Oh, my God. This looks terrible. Has anyone seen Major League Back to the Minors that can text us or call us?
I have not. 37937 is your phone number. Your text
God.
Line. You can give us a ring. 617-779-7937. On Teoscar Hernandez.
Yeah.
It's just, it is jarring to hear that from a player. You don't hear a lot of players being like, yeah, well, I came to a team that wants to spend and win and basically be like, the Red Sox don't want to do that. Like, you'll hear the first thing a lot.
Yeah.
I want to be on a team that spends and wins. But when he was asked about why he chose the Dodgers and not the Red Sox and how he didn't get the third-year offer, it's like, man, you want to talk about how the Red Sox are viewed within the sport.
Sure.
There's an all-star, home run derby champ, guy the Red Sox wanted, couldn't go to a third year, couldn't commit. And I'm sure if they went to the third year, he would have come here. So, like, it's all about money. But the reason he didn't sign here was money. And that lack of commitment is, I think, reflected on John Henry, obviously. And it's known within the sport. It's just different to hear it from a player, an athlete, versus us just talking about it on the radio. And that's why I thought there was value in that cut. From Baseball Isn't Boring, by the way, with Rob Bradford.
Yeah, I mean, listen, as an outsider, like, I'll defer to you here. But as an outsider for as long as I was... It was Yankees, Red Sox,
mm-hmm.
arms race. And whoever spent the most won the World Series. And, you know, nowadays, obviously, you have Dodgers, you have Mets, you have Padres. There are other teams who have entered the chat in terms of spending money. And it's just a strange thing for me now that I'm here to see the Red Sox not in that mix. And it is what it is. And I think a lot of companies and a lot of industries have gone through this where they have a certain history of the past of doing things one way. And now because of the way things are, they've pivoted to a whole different thing. You and I have talked off air about our industry and we see it. But it's just, I think the hard thing I'm having a hard time with the Red Sox is you don't have to do that. Like, you don't have to operate like the Rays or
no
or the Reds, right?
No, so you don't have to and you shouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a hard part for me. I'm having a hard time reconciling that. It's like, how come you're not like the Yankees still spending money, the Dodgers, the Mets? Why is this guy saying this about your franchise when historically you haven't been that way?
Yeah, and the Yankees have been... Since George Steinbrenner passed away, the Steinbrenner kids have been sneaky pretty cheap with their money, too. But
they
least,
paid Judge. They, you know.
No, and they traded for Soto.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, they will still make a move where
yes.
you're like, oh, yeah, the Yankees are still in there. But
right.
they're down from where they were.
They are.
But, like, the Dodgers, the Mets, the Phillies, like, those yeah. now feel like the organizations.
Yeah.
By the way, a lot of text here, 37937.
Is it about Major League back to the minors?
Major League 3 is terrible.
I knew
all caps.
It. I knew it.
Scott Bakula from Quantum Leap is in Major League 3.
Oh, God.
Guys, wasn't Scott Bakula in Major League 3? Never watch that. Let's see. Let's skip over the Wander Franco references. Major. Yes, it was awful. They made 3 Major League movies. They're in talks to make a fourth. Oh, no. They're in talks to make a fourth?
Oh, no.
I also like this one. I would rather watch 90 minutes of Jones doing anything instead of watching Major League 3.
I thought there was a Major League
That's 3. A commitment to how poor that was. Jim's in Connecticut wants to discuss Teoscar Hernandez's comments. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, just on Teoscar Hernandez, like, he was in a hurry to sign with the Dodgers who don't win anything. So I mean, I get it.
What do you mean they don't win anything? They just won a World Series.
What if they won?
A World Series 3 years ago? A World Series 3 years ago. What are you talking about?
Okay, so that tells me right there you don't know what baseball, because, dude, nobody would say that's an actual championship, 60 games.
Oh,
that's
I'm sorry. Baseball. So that doesn't count. So if the Red Sox won that year, that wouldn't count.
I would absolutely not count that because I'm a baseball fan. That's make pretend baseball, dude.
Okay.
Do you count?
I count. This is Mego's side of the street now. As much of a hater as I am, and trust me, I'm a hater.
She doesn't count it.
She doesn't count any of the bubble championships.
So LeBron, not the Dodgers.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Something tells me.
Didn't Brady win a Super Bowl? Was that COVID? Was that Bucks championship COVID?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
That was right? So that doesn't count for the GOAT?
No, let's not count Brady's. Brady's championship.
Fair enough.
No, something tells me if the Celtics won Banner 18, they broke their championship drought. If the Celtics won Banner 18 or the Bruins won again in 2020, and they won their second cup in however many years at that point in time, a decade.
Yeah.
Something tells me we would count those. So
yeah,
I get it. It wasn't ideal. Look. I pledged to this that whole dead off season where nothing was happening and the whole world came to a halt. I pledged that year. I'm like, look, we're counting these championships.
Yes.
I'm counting these championships.
Yes.
You don't have to. But so the Dodgers never win anything. Okay.
I mean, it did suck. Like, let's acknowledge, like, they're not. It wasn't an ideal time. I get it. There's going to be a conversation around that championship.
Yeah.
Fair. But it counts.
Yeah. I'm going to count that one too. Or, caller, if we want to start taking away titles, why don't we take away the team that played no one who was healthy all postseason and then got a 5 seed in the NBA finals? You want to start taking away championships? I mean, I'm down to do that. If we're going to start bartering for championships, let's tell the full story about championships. Right. It is part of the full story.
Yes.
It was a COVID year.
Yes.
It was weird.
Yes.
Who'd they beat in that World Series?
That was Tampa.
That was Tampa?
That does make it a little more fake, if we're being honest. I thought for some reason it was Houston.
I'm not going to lie. I'm partial to that championship because I had a 3-1 ticket on the Dodgers to win. to win the whole shebang.
No, I like that.
That was the series that Kevin Cash pulled Blake Snell early.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. If you want to tell me the Dodgers haven't won enough, fine. Completely fair.
Yeah, of course.
They haven't won as much as they should.
Of course.
But they did win a World Series.
It counts, dude.
I'm not taking away the bubble championships.
They've won more during that time than the Red Sox have.
Also,
right.
So it was a short year. There's no doubt about that.
Even if you're playing that game, like I think back to, you know how LeBron is celebrated.
The Celtics win a short year? No, was 2010 a short year? I thought the NBA had one.
A strike year?
Keep going.
I don't remember.
I'm listening.
I remember the Spurs, top of my head, won one during a strike.
Doesn't count. That doesn't count. Short year. Doesn't count.
Yeah, a dynasty,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it doesn't count.
I think back to LeBron when he won the title in Cleveland against the Warriors. Look, I'll be honest. I need Joe to fact check me here because I a lot of things blend together in this brain of mine. I don't have many brain cells left, but I'm pretty sure that was a year Durant goes out. The whole team was hurt damn near for the Warriors, and no one takes LeBron's Cleveland title away. He's like, he's a hero for that time.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, the Warriors weren't even at full strength.
No.
Does that not count?
Was that Kawhi? That might have been Kawhi, the year the Raptors won, maybe.
Or Raptors.
Whatever. No, the Celtics, the NBA.
You're right. It was the Raptors, Warriors.
Lockout year was 2012, but I'm not gonna start taking away titles because they weren't a full year. They had a full, weren't there fans in the stands and they had a full postseason?
2012 was that Heat?
That was the Heat. So let's take
away, they won in a shortened.
Let's take away more LeBron titles, actually. Yeah.
That's great. Oh, no, LeBron's got some crazy titles.
I take that back.
Yeah, the 11-12 season was a lockout season.
Right, but who won
that? And they
year?
Started in Christmas. Yeah, but that was Miami.
That was
they won?
Heat.
LeBron in the Heat.
Yeah. Oh, LeBron, you got some Fugazi titles.
Only got two championships.
You got some Fugazi titles, Bron.
Anyway, so I still don't get the. Let's say it was a fake championship. I still don't get the point. Who's more committed to winning, the Dodgers or the Red Sox? That was Teoscar Hernandez's point.
Right.
Who's more committed to winning, the Dodgers or the Red Sox? You really going to argue with that? Please. No, I agree. Let's take away titles from Tim Duncan in the lockout
short. Yeah, it's like, come on, man. I get it. I do get it, but to say it doesn't count is pretty, it's just wrong.
Brendan's in Chicopee. Go ahead, Brendan.
Hey, guys. Do you remember last year Sam Kennedy said on here that it was the Red Sox weren't profitable, like they just break even.
Yep, that was his claim.
And then Cowherd said today, the Red Sox cannot afford to keep Mookie Betts, which that's the first time I ever heard that, so I didn't know if there was more to the story. Like, so just wanted to hear what you guys thought about that. Like, how are they breaking even?
I didn't hear Cowherd, who I enjoy, but that he's wrong. If he says they couldn't afford to keep Mookie Betts, that's incorrect. They chose not to afford to keep Mookie Betts, and they lowballed Mookie Betts at every turn. They were too late to pay Mookie Betts, and maybe I still think if they would have offered him the contract at the end of the day, he would have signed here. We can debate that, though. But you could say the relationship was poisoned at the end and he would never come back. I'll disagree with you, but that's possible. I don't know all the inner workings there. If he said they couldn't afford him, that's wrong. I didn't hear what he said, but if that's what he said, he's wrong, which pains me to say that about my guy Colin. But the numbers that came out earlier this week, and I would bring these up to Sam Kennedy, for anybody who says the Red Sox are not profitable, and I would just be curious how they tabulate any profits that they have. But the numbers that came out, I want to say the Red Sox had $500 million in revenue in 2023, and they spent about $219 on their team. I'm just looking back through old show notes from this week. What day was that? Here we go. That's from Wednesday. Red Sox, $500 million in revenue, fourth in baseball. Fourth most revenue in baseball. Mm. Teams they trail in revenue. The Yankees, still at $679.
Okay.
The Dodgers at $549. The Cubs at $506. Cubs make more total revenue, not profit, but total revenue than the Cubs.
That makes sense.
Than the Red Sox, rather. Red Sox invest $219 in their roster. That's 12th in baseball. Dodgers are two, by the way, caller. So who's trying to win more, the Dodgers or the Red Sox?
Right.
And the Red Sox are 20th in terms of percentage of what they put back into their payroll versus revenue, 44%. Sam Kennedy, when he says they're not profitable, I don't know how they're breaking that down, but they're profitable. That's before you factor in Nesson. That's before you factor in, a lot of other things. So I'm guessing that 500 number doesn't even include what they make from Nesson, guess.
Can you educate me on something? Because the caller brought up Mookie, and I was not here during that time. But on the outside looking in, I thought, what the hell are they thinking?
Mm-hmm.
But when I got here and was asking about what the hell happened with Mookie, a lot of people told me Mookie wasn't happy here and wanted to leave anyways.
Well, so
is that part of the story that no one talks about?
Well, no. When I say that I don't know where his relationship was at, I think, this is an opinion, I think if they gave him the contract he wanted, he would have stayed with the Red Sox. But what happened is at a certain point in time, you're arbitration eligible, right?
Yeah.
And even before that, I forget what it's referred to in baseball, your first 3 years in baseball, there's still an agreement you come to with the salary.
Sure.
In terms of what you're offered. It's not arbitration.
Yeah.
But
they had his rights, essentially.
And they were behind at every single step of the way where Mookie wouldn't agree, and he kept wanting an extension. They wouldn't give it to him. So at a certain point, did they break him to where he'd say, I wouldn't sign with them for any dollar amount? There are definitely people who believe that.
Okay.
I don't believe that.
Okay.
I think if they gave him his Dodgers contract when they should have given it to him, he'd be here. That's what I think.
Okay.
And regardless, it wasn't about whether or not they could afford him. They could have afforded him. They chose not to pay him.
Okay.
Now, even if he didn't want to play here, that's still not about affording him. That's just about him not wanting to be here because you lowballed him for 2-3 years in a row before he left. And so that's what that's about.
It was bad blood.
There was some bad blood. I think money talks in a lot of these situations, and I think they could have gotten past it, but there was some bad blood at the negotiating table. Yes,
okay.
That's
all right.
True. 617-779-7937. You want to jump in line with Rich Keefe? I believe he's got 3 hours tonight, right? Red Sox are in L.A., so he's got 3 hours plus pregame tonight. A lot of time to stretch out his legs. I'm going to be sticking around with Keefe for a little bit here tonight, so you can dial us up, I guess, as it were. And we have Bet Roulette. Some picks for tonight next.
If you go far in the playoffs, Alex Cora will want to come back here. You will just have to pay him. I don't think Cora is looking to flee. It's like, give me a team worth managing. I'm established in Boston. This team showed loyalty to me when I got suspended. I don't think he's not a flight risk in that sense. If the team were bad and they weren't willing to pay him, all bets are off. But I don't see why. Like, just use logic. Like, why wouldn't you pay Alex Cora to stay?
Well, here's why you wouldn't pay him, John Tomasi. John Henry don't want to pay anybody. That's why. And I wonder how much of a hardliner John Henry has turned into as an owner. And the analogy I've used is the Deshaun Watson contract in the NFL.
Oh.
It's Jones, no Mego with Arcan. Travis Thomas giving us the full experience here. Second Friday.
Jones,
no
Mego without Arcan.
I'm sorry. Did I say with?
You said with.
I'm sorry. That was clearly a slip up.
It should be a with.
It should be. Without. We're getting the full experience, though. Second Friday in a row. Very enjoyable. I think a lot of owners look at Jimmy Haslam in the NFL and they go, what the hell's this guy doing? He's handing out fully guaranteed contracts to this guy.
Yes.
And so the other owners have all said, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
And, circled around or colluded, if you want to use that word, against paying these quarterbacks fully guaranteed deals.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder where John Henry's at. I think I know. I don't think he's going to pay Alex Cora Craig Counsell money. And I think Alex Cora wants Craig Counsell money.
Deserves.
Yeah, maybe he does. He's a free agent at the right time. He's won a World Series. Counsell hasn't. Like
more
yeah,
career,
sure.
More career wins.
Sure.
World Series.
So, if you want to say he's more qualified and deserves the payday, I think he wants the payday. Whether he deserves it or not, we can debate. He wants it, and I don't think Henry's going to give it to him.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants to. I think he's a hardline owner where he says, "I don't need to pay my manager $8, $9, $10 million. I can pay him $3 million, and they're basically going to be the same. It's going to be a 1 or 2 win difference at the end of the year." Which I think is a flawed way of looking at it, but that's how I think he looks at it.
If they go to the World Series, which is conceivable, do they pay Alex Cora? Win or lose, if you win the American League.
I'm going to say no. Now, look, if they pay him, he'll stay. I'm not one of these people who thinks he's gone no matter what. I think if they pay him, he'll stay. I think he wants the contract. If he gets the contract, he'll take it. Oh, well, what if he gets the contract from the Dodgers? Yeah, I think this is a good job. I still think the Red Sox is a good job. It's not what it used to be. And it's not one of the top jobs in baseball anymore, but it's still like a top five job. It's not like one or two, but it's like five. So I don't think he's leaving if he gets the contract. But no, I don't think they're going to pay him. They don't pay anybody.
Here's the reason I ask. You and I both agree that this team has played well enough up into this point where you are forced into the corner as a franchise to do something at the trade deadline. Now we go back and forth and we debate what is going to be done. Big game hunting, little moves here or there.
Fake buying, whatever.
But one thing's for sure, the team has done their part where you have to do something. That's why I asked that question. If this team wins a very winnable American League and gets to a World Series.
Do you think they pay him?
I do.
I think
they would be forced to pay him at that point, yes.
So
I think that's the only way.
Backed into a corner. Win a World Series, I might agree.
I don't know.
If they get there and lose to the Dodgers,
I don't think you can let them walk. I don't. I think if you win the American League, you're gonna have Alex Cora. He's going to be paid.
If the Dodgers beat the Red Sox in the World Series, do we count that? Or are we still... the Dodgers still haven't won anything.
I mean, hey, man. Anytime the Dodgers win anything, it doesn't really count.
A bunch of people texted, by the way, 37937. At least the NFL played a full season, which is why we count Brady's.
Yeah, it was like no crowd, though.
As
right?
opposed
it was
to
weird.
A shortened season.
There were no crowds.
I count all of those. I count them all, too. Is it the greatest championship of all time? Like, do I knock it down a little bit compared to, like, some of LeBron's other titles? Sure, it's his least impressive. Fine. But it's still a championship.
Yes.
And the Dodgers one counts. Sorry, it does. We'd all count it if the Red Sox won it. It counts. Meanwhile, let's get to Bet Roulette.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have the money and the hammer, or you can walk out of here. You can't have both. You don't f*** around in this place. You got it?
Boo! Boo! That's it! Gambling!
Bet Roulette, brought to you by the good people at Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. You can donate today. Your car will be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. I think I've now screwed up the parlay twice this week. I lost last night, right? I forget what I even had. I had some
you
summer
and
league
Hart game. Laughed at me, saying I would be the one to kill
it. Come
Bronny,
on.
I correctly predicted Bronny James
digits. He did.
To get at least 10. That was a plus 100.
Yep.
You, Jones, went with the Pelicans plus 10.5 against the Grizzlies.
They lost by 11.
And then Hart went 4.5 for the Jazz. The Jazz got blown out by the Clippers 105-88.
So me and Andy both got it right. Okay, good. I thought I was by myself on that one.
Wow.
Okay. Can't hit them all.
I hit mine last Friday for what it's worth.
No.
I didn't remember the
rest.
I
know, Jones, we got a betting expert here, so we got to make sure we hit these.
That's true. All right, Travis, betting expert, why don't you roll away for
all right,
me?
So I roll and then tell you what it lands on? Is that how we do this?
Do that.
All right, I got a one, Steve.
That's going to be fun because that is the WNBA 3-point contest. So
let's go.
Let me just give you some of the names from the WNBA's All-Star festivities. Tonight, Kayla McBride, Jonquil Jones, Marina Mabry, Alicia Gray, and Stephanie Dolson will battle it out for the 3-point contest. Travis, which way are you going?
Hey, I can dig it. Listen, when I don't know anything about nothing, I take the favorite.
Nice.
Kayla McBride, let's go, baby! Woo!
Kayla McBride.
All right, she is a plus 145.
Ooh, I was a Marina Mabry
favorite.
Guy is who I was.
Come on, Kayla!
Okay, Kayla McBride, write that down. Travis Thomas with his second bet roulette pick. You hit on the one last week, huh?
You damn right I did.
Nice, good job. I rolled a 3, by the way, Joe.
A 3 is the Open Championship. So the leader right now is Shane Lowry. Mm-hmm. He leads at 7-under.
Oh, it's not Fitzpatrick.
And he not even close. And his odds right now are plus 200 to win it all. So, Jones, will you take Shane Lowry to win it all, or do you want to give another name to win the tournament?
Oh, I don't just get the field. I got to give you another name.
You could if you want to. Up to you.
I just want the field. I just want to say no to this. Can I just say no, Shane Lowry doesn't win, or do I need to give you a name?
Why don't you give me a name for the fun?
Oh,
golly.
Good luck with that.
So your second best odds are Scottie Scheffler, plus 350. He's tied for fourth.
It's not a bad bet. It's not a bad bet. He's a closer.
He's 5 strokes back.
The closer, though.
I mean, if I have to give you, I'm going to take I want Shane Lowry then. I want Shane Lowry at plus 200. I told Travis this before the show. I misinterpreted your the bet. I thought I got him or the field. I wanted the field. But now I got to pick a specific name. I guess I want the guy who's, again, the favorite. I think that's what I want. Yeah. I don't want Scottie Scheffler 5 strokes back.
Let's go.
So give me plus 200. No, I said this before.
Favorites.
There were 3 names I was choosing between in this tournament. I chose Fitzpatrick. I don't think he made the cut. He was 7-over today. I also wanted Cam Smith. A horrible day yesterday. I think he was slightly better yesterday. The other name was Shane Lowry, so shame on me. I'll pick Shane Lowry now, plus 200. You need me to roll for you, Joe?
Please do.
5.
Okay, a 5 is the Rays and the Yankees tonight.
Joe, go with the favorite. We got favorites rocking.
Yeah. So we got Zach Eflin, Gerrit Cole. The money line is what we're going for. I'm just looking at it because the Yankees have struggled.
Did you say Zach Efron?
I said Eflin.
Oh, I thought you said Zach Efron's pitcher.
And Eflin, who I would like to see as a future Red Sox, I'm going to go with the Rays on the money line. That's plus 144. Oh. So when we combine Kayla McBride plus 145 for the 3-point contest, Shane Lowry plus 200.
This is going to be a big one.
And Tampa Bay Rays plus 144. If you do that math, that is a plus 494.
That's it.
We're going to lose. You know why?
Yeah, we got too much.
He should have went with the favorite.
We got too much plus money. Yeah, he should have. You're right.
Should have went with the favorite. Sometimes in parlays, the energy, the synergy matters.
That's what it is. I agree. So his plus whatever won something and my plus 200 and you got one favorite. We're only mapping out to plus 490. Wow.
It's not a bad payout. 5-1. That's beautiful.
No, it's not bad.
You were greedy. You were greedy.
I was greedy.
You were greedy.
We Arcan had most of it, but we hit on a plus 1,800 earlier this week.
Oh.
Nice payday.
That's beautiful.
Tay Oscar in the Home Run Derby.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Nico's back there. Nico was part of that one.
Nico!
Yeah. We all hit.
What's up, baby?
All right. Stay tuned for the Travis Thomas experience, I should say, tomorrow, 12 to 4, right? Yeah, here on WEEI.
Please tune in. All you people who think I'm new, come check me out tomorrow, 12 to 4, right here.
Okay. Noon. Dial that up. Travis, thank you for the time.
Appreciate you.
I'm sticking around with Keith for a little bit. So dial us up, 617-779-7937. Stay tuned. That's next.
If you go far in the playoffs, Alex Cora will want to come back here. You will just have to pay him. I don't think Cora's looking to flee. It's like, give me a team worth managing. I'm established in Boston. This team showed loyalty to me when I got suspended. I don't think he's not a flight risk in that sense. If the team were bad and they weren't willing to pay him, all bets are off. But I don't see why. Like, just use logic. Like, why wouldn't you pay Alex Cora to stay?
Well, here's why you wouldn't pay him, John Tomasi. John Henry don't want to pay anybody. That's why. And I wonder how much of a hardliner John Henry has turned into as an owner. And the analogy I've used is the Deshaun Watson contract in the NFL.
Oh.
It's Jones, Nomego with Arcan. Travis Thomas giving us the full experience here. Second Friday.
Jones, Nomego without Arcan.
I'm sorry. Did I say with?
You said with.
I'm sorry. That was clearly a slip up.
It should be a with.
It should be. Without. We're getting the full experience, though. Second Friday in a row. Very enjoyable. I think a lot of owners look at Jimmy Haslam in the NFL and they go, what the hell is this guy doing? He's handing out fully guaranteed contracts to this guy.
Yes.
And so the other owners have all said, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
And, circled around or colluded, if you want to use that word, against paying these quarterbacks fully guaranteed deals.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder where John Henry's at. I think I know. I don't think he's going to pay Alex Cora Craig Counsell money. And I think Alex Cora wants Craig Counsell money.
Deserves.
Yeah, maybe he does. He's a free agent at the right time. He's won a World Series. Counsell hasn't.
More career wins.
Sure.
World Series.
So if you want to say he's more qualified and deserves the payday, I think he wants the payday. Whether he deserves it or not, we can debate. He wants it. And I don't think Henry's going to give it to him.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants to. I think he's a hardline owner where he says, I don't need to pay my manager $8, $9, $10 million. I can pay him $3 million. And they're basically going to be the same. It's going to be a 1 or 2 win difference at the end of the year, which I think is a flawed way of looking at it, but that's how I think he looks at it.
If they go to the World Series, which is conceivable, do they pay Alex Cora? Win or lose, if you win the American League.
I'm going to say no. Now, look, if they pay him, he'll stay. I'm not one of these people who thinks he's gone no matter what. I think if they pay him, he'll stay. I think he wants the contract. If he gets the contract, he'll take it. Oh, well, what if he gets the contract from the Dodgers? Yeah, I think this is a good job. I still think the Red Sox is a good job. It's not what it used to be, and it's not one of the top jobs in baseball anymore, but it's still like a top five job. It's not like one or two, but it's like five. So I don't think he's leaving if he gets the contract, but no, I don't think they're going to pay him. They don't pay anybody.
Here's the reason I ask. You and I both agree that this team has played well enough up into this point where you are forced into the corner as a franchise to do something at the trade deadline. Now we go back and forth and we debate what is going to be done. Big game hunting, little moves here or there.
Fake buying, whatever.
But one thing's for sure, the team has done their part where you have to do something. That's why I asked that question. If this team wins a very winnable American League and gets to a World Series,
do you think they pay him?
I do.
I think
they would be forced to pay him at that point, yes.
So
I think that's the only way.
Backed into a corner.
Yep.
Win a World Series, I might agree.
I don't know.
If they get there and lose to the Dodgers,
I don't think you can let him walk. I don't. I think if you win the American League, you're gonna have Alex Cora, he's gonna be paid.
If the Dodgers beat the Red Sox in the World Series, do we count that? Or are we still the Dodgers still haven't won anything?
I mean, hey, man, anytime the Dodgers win anything, it doesn't really count.
A bunch of people texted, by the way, 37937, at least the NFL played a full season, which is why we count Brady's.
Yeah, it was like no crowd, though,
as
right?
opposed
it was
to
weird.
A shortened season.
There were no crowds.
I count all of those. I count them all, too. Is it the greatest championship of all time? Like, do I knock it down a little bit compared to, like, some of LeBron's other titles? Sure, it's his least impressive. Fine. But it's still a championship.
Yes.
And the Dodgers one counts. Sorry, it does. We'd all count it if the Red Sox won it. It counts. Meanwhile, let's get to Bet Roulette.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have the money and the hammer, or you can walk out of here. You can't have both. You don't f*** around in this place. You got it?
Boo! Boo! That's it! Gambling!
Bet Roulette, brought to you by the good people at Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. You can donate today. Your car will be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS. For kids. I think I've now screwed up the parlay twice this week. I lost last night, right? I forget what I even had. I had some
you
summer
and Hart laughed at me, saying I would be the one to kill
it. Come on.
I correctly predicted Bronny James
digits. He did.
To get at least 10. That was a plus 100.
Yep.
You, Jones, went with the Pelicans plus 10.5 against the Grizzlies.
They lost by 11.
And then Hart went 4.5 for the Jazz. The Jazz got blown out by the Clippers 105-88.
So me and Andy both got it right. Okay, good. I thought I was by myself on that one.
Wow.
Okay. Can't hit them all.
I hit mine last Friday for what it's worth.
No.
I didn't remember the
rest
of
the leg. I know, Jones, we got a betting expert here, so we got to make sure we hit these.
That's true. All right, Travis, betting expert, why don't you roll away for
All right, so I roll and then tell you what it lands on? Is that how we do this?
Do that.
All right, I got a one, Steve.
Oh, no. That's going to be fun because that is the WNBA three-point contest. So
let's go.
Let me just give you some of the names from the WNBA's All-Star festivities. Tonight, Kayla McBride, Jonquil Jones, Marina Mabry, Alicia Gray, and Stephanie Dolson will battle it out for the three-point contest. Travis, which way are you going?
Hey, I can dig it. Listen, when I don't know anything about nothing, I take the favorite.
Nice.
Kayla McBride, let's go, baby! Woo!
Kayla McBride.
All right, she is a plus 145.
Ooh, I was a Marina Mabry guy.
As the favorite.
Is who I was.
Come on, Kayla!
Okay, Kayla McBride, write that down. Travis Thomas with his second bet roulette pick. You hit on the one last week, huh?
You damn right I did.
Nice. Good job. I rolled a three, by the way, Joe.
A three is the Open Championship. So the leader right now is Shane Lowry. Mm-hmm. He leads at 7-under.
Oh, it's not Fitzpatrick.
And he not even close. And his odds right now are plus 200 to win it all. So, Jones, will you take Shane Lowry to win it all, or do you want to give another name to win the tournament?
Oh, I don't just get the field. I got to give you another name.
You could if you want to. Up to you.
I just want the field. I just want to say no to this. Can I just say no? Shane Lowry doesn't win, or do I need to give you a name?
Why don't you give me a name for the fun?
Oh,
golly!
Good luck with that.
So your second best odds are Scottie Scheffler plus 350. He's tied for fourth.
It's not a bad bet. It's not a bad bet. He's a closer.
He's five strokes back.
The closer though.
I mean, if I have to give you, I'm going to take the, I want Shane Lowry then. I want Shane Lowry at plus 200. I told Travis this before the show. I misinterpreted your the bet. I thought I got him or the field. I wanted the field. But now I got to pick a specific name. I guess I want the guy who's, again, the favorite. I think that's what I want. Yeah. I don't want Scottie Scheffler five strokes back.
Let's go.
So give me plus 200. No, I said this before.
Favorites.
There were three names I was choosing between in this tournament. I chose Fitzpatrick. I don't think he made the cut. He was 7-over today. I also wanted Cam Smith. A horrible day yesterday. I think he was slightly better yesterday. The other name was Shane Lowry, so shame on me. I'll pick Shane Lowry now, plus 200. You need me to roll for you, Joe?
Please do.
Five.
Okay, a five is the Rays and the Yankees tonight.
Joe, go with the favorite. We got favorites rocking.
Yeah. So we got Zach Eflin, Gerrit Cole. The money line is what we're going for. I'm just looking at it because the Yankees have struggled.
Did you say Zach Eflin?
I said Eflin.
Oh, I thought you said Zach Efron's pitcher.
And Eflin, who I would like to see as a future Red Sox, I'm going to go with the Rays on the money line. That's plus 144. So when we combine Kayla McBride plus 145 for the three-point contest, Shane Lowry plus 200.
This is going to be a big one.
And Tampa Bay Rays plus 144. If you do that math, that is a plus 494.
That's it.
We're going to lose. You know why?
Yeah, we got too much.
He should have went with the favorite.
We got too much plus money. Yeah, he should have. You're right.
Should have went with the favorite. We had the sometimes in parlays, the energy, the synergy matters.
That's what it is. I agree. So his plus whatever, one something, and my plus 200, and you got one favorite. We're only mapping out to plus 490. Wow.
It's not a bad payout. 5-1. That's beautiful.
No, it's not bad.
That's you were greedy. You were greedy.
I was greedy.
You were greedy.
We Arcan had most of it. But we hit on a plus 1,800 earlier this week.
Oh.
Nice payday.
That's beautiful.
Tay Oscar in the Home Run Derby.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Nico's back there. Nico was part of that one.
Nico!
Yeah. We all hit.
What's up, baby?
All right. Stay tuned for the Travis Thomas experience, I should say, tomorrow, 12 to 4, right? Here on WEEI. Yeah.
Please tune in. And all you people who think I'm new, come check me out tomorrow, 12 to 4, right here.
Okay. Noon. Dial that up. Travis, thank you for the time.
Appreciate you.
I'm sticking around with Keith for a little bit. So dial us up, 617-779-7937. Stay tuned. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.